Our world is dying, politicians are lying, and just when you feel like crying, sit and have a listen to people who have shit themselves.
Hi, I'm Lois.
And I'm Claudia, and we are the hosts of The Poocast, a podcast trying to break down the poo taboo. Fuck, I've done it again.
Woo!
Like breaking down. When am I going to put this note in my phone to look up things that break down? Like Taylor Swift's new album, Tortured Poets Department. Have you listened to it? I felt like I was having a legitimate breakdown that I wasn't having. It was really quite a distressing listen, I'll be honest.
I don't know if now is the time to tell you that I'm not a Swiftie.
No, okay, do you not remember though? You did tell me on my birthday and we all pounced on you. Yes. And I actually felt really bad about it afterwards.
Yes, and then I think Nush said, this is getting too political, let's not talk about Taylor Swift.
You know, like,
birthday.
When you see your family at Christmas and they're like, just don't bring up politics. Just don't do it. We shouldn't have brought up Taylor Swift.
Politics, no religion, no Tay-Tay.
I'm not
even that
passionate about Taylor. I just, there's something about when like people like write her off. I'm like, oh, whoa. It's like, I think for me, it's more like my assumption that when people write off Taylor Swift, it's because she's pop music. It's not that I have this like affiliation where I love Taylor Swift, but I'm like, listening to pop music isn't a guilty pleasure. It's just a form of music that majority of the people that listen to are women. So everyone thinks it's a bit lame. It doesn't mean you can't listen to it.
Look, in case she ever hears this, I don't actually even have a huge problem with her.
Good to know.
I just don't love the hype. Look, I was at karaoke on Thursday night. Someone was performing. Two people performed Taylor Swift songs. Did I sing along? Yes, of course I did, because it's a good song. Mm-hmm. Am I obsessed with her?
Yes.
No. Do I get the obsession? No. But like, does she create banging hits? Yeah, sure. Yeah, she does. But I'm just not going to, pay £500 to see her.
That's what I needed for you on my birthday that day. Like, you know, just didn't okay. on my special day. Slagging off.
Consider this a belated gift.
Thank
and you.
You
have permission to slag off 80s iconic music on my birthday next year.
I would never. Are you joking?
You're
what,
a better friend.
What did
You're
you, friend. What did you sing for karaoke? Did you get up and do it?
Yeah, I did three. I did three. Number one.
Oh,
Madhouse.
Three. Yes. Okay. Great. Yeah.
Great song. Yeah. Did a duet. Did three duets. I couldn't dare. This was in front of colleagues, let me say. So I didn't dare do one on my own.
Because that would be
Madhouse. That would be what would be worse. Because normally, absolutely stunning.
Yeah, fine.
Madhouse.
Okay.
Number two.
Yeah.
Flowers. Miley Cyrus.
Great one. Great
it's,
one.
It's quite in my vocal range.
Yeah.
I smashed that.
Yeah, I bet you
I think
you did.
I heard someone say, annoyingly good in the background. I assumed it was about me. They could have been talking about anything else. I like to think it was about me. And I obviously pretended I didn't hear it. But I did.
Miley
and
Cyrus, because she's that slightly lower, like, gravel. Like, yeah. I'm Miley. Like, I think that actually can work with you. Yeah, fine.
It did.
All
and
right.
Then third and final, Mario, Let Me Love You. A classic. A classic. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is also awkward to do in front of colleagues. That, I was like, oh, there's a lot of it.
It does actually go on quite a long time, doesn't it?
It's a lot.
That
it
was
is a lot.
In the era where loads of like male R&B artists, all their videos were in their like really nice homes. Like Usher did it for like Leonard Byrne. Like who else did it? Neo. Like there were all these like I'm set at home on the sofa, gonna make a track. Like, and they all lived in these houses with loads of glass.
Like, oh gosh.
No,
it's basically
female
an
styling.
Advert for Selling Sunset. Before Selling Sunset came out.
Yes.
Those are the properties. That's what I want to hear them say next time. This is where Neo recorded why can't I think of any answer?
What's the one about the phone? I gotta get that answering machine now that I'm alone. Because right now it says that we can't cut to the phone. What the fuck is this song? It makes no
so
sense.
So sick of love
so sick.
Songs.
Yeah.
So sad and something.
Yeah, that one.
I thought you were going to say, kiss me through the phone.
Different
kiss
one,
me through the
but
phone.
Great one.
See you later on.
You remember when we called Soulja Boy?
Yes.
Yeah, we've actually spoken about this on this podcast already. Clearly, it's a memory dear to my heart. But for anybody that didn't listen, that song where Soulja Boy was like 6789982122. Yeah, I remember it. When we were in sixth form, a bunch of us sat in a room and called that number. I was obviously the designated caller, shocker, and Soulja Boy picks up like, "Yo, yo, yo, it's Soulja Boy," and I was like, "Oh my goodness." Hi, Soldier Boy. It's a bunch of girls here from Elsby High School. We're just calling to connect more than anything. And then it was obviously like real automated call. And there was a good 5 seconds where I don't believe I was the only one that thought I was talking to Soldier Boy. I think we all fell for it. Yeah.
Also, we really, really put in a shift with that because we even Googled the American dial number at the front just to be sure it was a real number. We didn't just type in 678-9998. This is no Fisher Price phone. We Googled the American call tone or whatever it was. Maybe even Googled his location. I don't remember. That was a legit phone call.
I did not include that detail in us.
That's what makes it super special.
Oh,
wasn't a whim.
God, Soldier Boy, we'll always have you. We'll always have you. All right, well, it's 6 minutes in. Lo, how are your bum and your tum, sweet thing?
You know what? I've been on a whirlwind this week. So I have been away with work on a little trip, a little offsite for 3 days, which was lovely.
Good.
But I think, and I know I'm not alone in this. I think this happens to most people, unless you are very, very stomach and bowel confident, which I am not. Anytime I travel, see, I thought maybe it's like if I got on a plane. No, obviously it's just if I'm not in my own house, just stuff backs up. Stuff doesn't happen in the way that it usually was. I was so bloated. Oh my God. I think on the second or third day, I was looking at my stomach and honestly, basically pregnant. There was nothing I could do to get that stomach down. Fine. No worries. Absolutely fine. And then I've been home now for nearly 24 hours and it's been unstoppable. Non-stop.
There you go.
I'm like a whoopee cushion.
Yes.
It's just all letting it out, you know? It's wild.
I wonder
absolutely wild.
Whether it is like, does your body literally go into like change of environment mode? Like, is it literally
must.
Like, we're just going to check our surroundings before we, you know, really, you know, when you say like, I don't want to be myself with my new colleagues or my new friends until I can confidently know they don't mind a little bit of crazy. Do you reckon your stomach is literally like that? Like, maybe.
Yeah, it hasn't settled into its new environment. I understand it. But also, you know, maybe if you're in a scenario where you've got like your own bedroom, your own bathroom in a hotel, there's no shared noisy spaces. We were in what I can only describe as maybe a 12th century manor. I was sharing a bed with someone.
I was sharing
a bathroom with two people. The bathroom had two doors to go to two different bedrooms. So you had to make sure you locked both doors because people could come in from either side.
This is like a toilet escape room.
Yeah. Yes, it was. So that didn't work out so well for me.
You had to share a bed with somebody on a work trip.
Yeah. There was, to be fair, there was a king size bed in the bedroom.
Okay.
And a single bed by the window. So I could have gone in the single bed, but that also felt, it was like a massage table by a window. I'm a big girl. I was not prepared to go in that.
She's
so we
a lanky
bed,
Lucy.
Which was cute.
Yeah.
I am. Anyway, how's your bum and your tum?
Well, it's funny. So we've had this debate on the podcast before, particularly with a lady called Liz Guterbock about what is better, constipation or diarrhea. And I feel like we're about to play it out in real time because I had the opposite problem my entire honeymoon.
No.
I'm not joking. I was away for 2 weeks in Costa Rica with my husband on our honeymoon. I had the first 48 hours in peace and then the rest of the entire trip I could not have anything other than water in my body. Genuinely, I've never had anything like it. Like, to the point where, bless his soul, my husband went to the little shops and was like, oh, I've come back and I've got you some like sweet, like sugary sweets to try and keep your energy up. Nope, that gone. Had a little bit of Diet Coke. Nope. Gone. Like,
no.
I didn't feel, there were a couple of nights where I felt very unwell, and bless, one night he had to go to dinner by himself. He took a book, and so we were traveling all around Costa Rica. So you didn't meet loads of, like, you know, you were constantly with different people. However, there were a lot of people that were doing the same thing that had obviously gone through our travel company. So we would run into, we had holiday friends, which was really fun. And we would run into
that is cute,
which was lovely. But you're still, Denise and Jeff have not replaced you quite yet. Denise and Jeff. From Washington, if you're listening, I hope you're well. Daughter's new teaching job is going okay.
Besties,
but
Denise.
It does mean that one night he was like, yeah, everyone was coming up to me like, where's Claudia? When he had to go to dinner on his own.
Did you ask him to lie? Did you give him a lie?
No, I told him to tell the truth because I didn't want all of them to think, we were the only people there on our honeymoon that we kept running into, and I didn't want them all to think that we'd had like a tiff, which why do I care what Denise and Jeff think or what the what the family of four from Nottingham give a shit about my own marriage? But I didn't want them to think that we'd had a row. So I just said to them, like, you can just tell them that I'm not very well. But most of the time I could just eat most of the food. But I literally got to a point where I was like, okay, we need to go for breakfast at this time because we're going out at this time and I'll need probably about 45 minutes to let it all go through before we leave. And we're not very good at like lying down on holidays. Like some of our friends, I think, would be appalled by our hotel, like our holiday itinerary. Shout out Lara Bilotto, that like I don't really, like, I'll lie down for a day and in the sun, but other than that I want to be doing shit. So we did whitewater rafting, we did zip lining like across giant jungle, we did sunset horseback riding, Rich did surfing. We went on so many tours of rainforests, like we went on hikes, like
so gorgeous.
Went on 5 a.m. canal tours to see all the crocs and the monkeys. Like it was like literally a trip of a lifetime.
That's beautiful.
But that whole time, so when we went whitewater rafting, that was the time I was most scared. I made sure everything had gone, so I literally was doing it on just water, how I actually had the energy. But we got there and our instructor was called Rocky, and he was this guy, kind of looks like the way Jack Black looks now, like massive beard,
stunning.
Like, yeah,
I'd be into him,
so you'd love him. And he was like, okay, guys, you got to sit on the side of the boat. Like, he was really intense. And I was watching other people do the work. And it's proper rapids. Like, it, you know, one girl fell out and, like, cut her knee open. Like, it was quite intense. Happy honeymoon. But you had to sit on the side. And so you would go up and down, up and down. Your ass is, like, constantly whacking onto this, like, raft. So I was really nervous that was going to cause it to explode. And there would be bits where if like a really tricky rapid was coming up, he'd be like, get down, and you had to jump into the boat and hold up your oar in front of you, and then when that bit was over he'd go back to work. And so
this is, I don't know if this is a honeymoon or SAS Who Dares Wins. I'm not sure your vibe.
How are you supposed to know if you're meant for each other if you can't get through this shit? So but that I then got through. But the next day we went horseback riding. So my thighs are and my asshole are in pieces. And we go horseback riding, which I'm low-key terrified of, by the way. Didn't know that until we got on the horse. And Rich was looking at me going, you having fun? And I was looking at him going, I hate this.
Also, that as a soundbite to anyone who didn't know that you had horrendous diarrhea of my thighs and my asshole were throbbing. Great honeymoon.
Such
great
a good
honeymoon.
Soundbite. Such a good honeymoon. Alas, not the cause. And then the day after that, literally the day after that, we went ziplining. So they hook you up.
Mate.
So once again, the my heartbeat is in my asshole. Like, it was. What are we doing?
That photo of you ziplining, being akimbo in the sky, strapped to someone, knowing that you had diarrhea, now has a very, very vibe to it.
I'll put it on the
social. We must share that.
Because, I'm also, just to put in, terrified of heights. Terrified. So, like, I didn't get past the second round of Go Ape. like my friends that were on that hen do with me when they saw on Instagram that I'd done the zip line messaged me like, I'm so proud of you, because I cried at my friend's hen do when I would just when we were on the second bit of it, like was just holding this log crying and asking if I could come down. Awful. So I said to Rich, like, let's go do the zip lining, but with the like expectation that I wasn't gonna do it, but I wanted to try because it looked incredible. But basically there's this option to do a Superman. So they say to you, by the time you get to zipline number 7, you can't turn back. So if you want to stop now, you have to turn around at zipline 6. Lois, I tried to turn around at zipline 6. Did they fucking let me? Did the fuck?
As if you've done 6 by that point. I know, bloody hell.
They're a little bit bigger, but they're kind of more like Go Ape style. By the time you get to zipline 6 is when you first go out over like into the abyss of the jungle. So like all the rest, you're kind of in the trees. This, no, you're out in the open and everywhere around you is the open jungle of Costa Rica. But like you're up in the sky. You're not in the trees anymore. You're out. So they're hooking me up. And I think the reason why I managed to get through it on like Go Ape is that like there's people with you, like the people do all the hooking for you. Whereas in Go Ape, you're by yourself. So you can only, you know, talk yourself down essentially. Whereas these Spanish men were like, hello, what's your name? Here you go. Bye. Like, and like they would do all it for you. But so I get to this bit where, yeah, the next couple of things are a Superman. So you don't sit down in the harness anymore. They strap you up. So you're flying like a bird or like Superman. So you have your arms out and you fly over it. I'm like, I'm not going to get to that bit, so it doesn't matter. But then I get to the point of no return and I literally say to the guy, oh, actually, I don't know. And he goes, okay. He goes, what's your name? I was like, Claudia. He goes, have fun, Claudia. And like literally sent me. But
hellish.
I loved it. So I was like, okay, fine. So I get to the other side and I hear them say, oh, you can just do the next two bits sat down. You don't have to do it Superman. And I thought, okay, no, I am going to do it. I'm going to do it. So we get to the top. I watch them strap up, you know, the man I've married. Like, you have to go on the floor and they hoik up your feet and then they send him off. And I'm like,
no.
There goes my whole life over. Like, I was just waiting for him to die.
Over the canyon.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
And then the guy once again goes, hi, what's your name? And luckily, does it in Spanish. I'm speaking in Spanish. Hello, Duolingo. So he's asking
Hello,
me,
that little parrot.
He's like, are you scared? Like, do you have fear in Spanish? And I was like, yes. And then he was like, lucky you, I'm coming with you. Like, contigo, like we're going together. And I was like, oh, great. So he comes with me on the thing. I basically sat on this man's lap going over the jungle, which is fine. I'm also very, very aware of my diarrhea. So scared. I'm now going to shit my pants on this lovely Spanish man. But by the time we get to the final one, the guy's like, off you go then on your own. And I was going, no. Conmigo? Like, you're going to come with me. I'm going to come with you, please. Like, begging. And so the guy gets out his walkie-talkie. And at the other end, they're going, Superman, go, Superman. And the guy goes, no. Taxi, con taxi. Like, listo por taxis. I'm like, yes, I'm ready for my taxi. So he like so I sit on another man's lap with my poor butthole that cannot take any more, and off we go. And then the That's next day surely. I come on my period, and yeah, so did
that
I have
is a diarrhea patient's worst nightmare,
yeah.
To be strapped,
yeah,
to a stranger's lap,
yep,
in the middle of the air where gravity is working even harder against you, mm-hmm. and anything else that might want to be coming out.
Yep.
Wow. Do you know what? I applaud you.
Thank you. And what I will say is that actually fear does wonders for diarrhea because... like you're just running on adrenaline, like nothing's gonna, like I can successfully say during those times I did zip lining, whitewater rafting, horseback riding and had a massage where they pummeled the shit out of my ass, and I didn't shit myself on any of those times. So
oh my gosh,
yeah, I'm dancing with the devil, I'm flirting with danger at this point.
I'm thinking this could be a t-shirt or a tagline. Either way, it's definitely going to become a meme before the end of the weekend of fear versus diarrhea. There has got to be a pun in there.
I will always win against you, diarrhea. Like on the years where I was, you know, trying to be an actor, and every time I'd go into audition, I thought I was going to shit myself, and I'd always come out and I hadn't. So
I think
not happening.
You may regret having said that. I feel like you are going to regret that for sure. I mean, for sure, you're getting a little bit too cocky. Just you wait. I hope you don't have any big white plans coming up in the next couple of months.
Bring it on, sweetheart. I got down the aisle and you didn't take me down. So what else could you do to me? Yeah, that was my biggest fear. So fuck you, man. So yeah, I would say. What was hilarious is that then as soon as we spent the last 3 days in Madrid, soon as I touched down in Madrid, absolutely fine. Absolutely fine. I think it was the heat. I'm so bad with hot weather. I reckon 2 days in 34 degree humid heat, I think my stomach was like, nah, personally. I would say the food, unless I like accidentally drank some bad water or whatever, the food was lovely. It wasn't anything that different to what like we would eat. Like I don't think like having rice and beans melted and plantain and chicken was gonna like fuck up my stomach that much. Like so
you think the heat melted and changed consistency?
Yeah, genuinely. Like, many family holidays we had to stop going on hot family holidays when we were younger because I would just get so poorly, so we started going in the April half term rather than the summer holidays because they were like, we just can't deal with this miserable bitch anymore. Genuinely.
Why would it give you diarrhea? I'm so confused.
I think because it can literally...
I'm going to Google it.
Yeah, it can change. Like, I don't know whether it's like the temperature of like what your body can take, whether you're having to... I don't know. But we'll look it up. We have looked it up before. I can't remember it. My brain's not good.
Top search. I'm not going to do the search now, but top search is when you type in can hot weather cause top search diarrhea.
Yeah.
Top search.
Yeah. I'm not used to it.
Wow.
My guts are like, no. We can't take this. What I will say, sorry, before we sign off, how much time do we have? My new favorite animal, because I relate to them so hardly, the sloth. Did you know sloths can move really fast? They just don't, because they have to use all of their energy to digest their food. That's why they move slowly. It's not because they can't.
You are a sloth.
I am a sloth. They take up to a month to digest their meals. So that's why they move slowly, because they conserve all their energy for digestion. They come down the tree once a week to poop, and then they go back up. And they have a really lovely relationship with the moth who sits on the sloth. And when the sloth goes down to poop, the moth eats the poop, and then it goes back on the sloth, and they climb back up the tree. And the moth is able to create, I don't know whether it's like the moth's poop or something, but the moth creates something that goes back into the sloth's fur from the nutrients, from the poop, that helps create thicker fur for the sloth.
Oh, that is the best friendship I've ever
had. I know. So I'm on this canal trip going to Rich. I'm going to write a children's book called The Sloth and the Moth.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, well, guess who, how many 6 or 7 or 8 other people have already feckin' done that? I thought I'd found my millions.
Yeah, but what about the sloth and the moth, the diarrhea edition?
Yeah, to be fair, I haven't fully delved in. I don't see how they could do it without talking about poop, but maybe there's an adult version of the sloth and the moth that...
X-rated.
Yeah, that I will create. But yeah, so big shout out to the sloth. Aww. I reckon that I am a sloth, and that I take so long to digest. I think the sloth has low-key IBS. IBSC.
I love that.
Yeah.
That is so good. A little symbiotic relationship.
Right?
We all have one of them. We all need someone to sit on our shoulder and just come down to us when we are most at need in the toilet.
Oh my God, you're my moth.
I am your moth. You can be the sloth, that's fine. I'll be the ugly little dusty moth.
Yeah, because the sloth is so fit. I took the cute one. Well,
on that note, I would encourage people to explore in their own friendships. Are you a sloth or Or are you a moth? Because that really is a conversation kicker for Friday night drinks.
Either way, if you say that to someone, it's a real message of I love you. I hope that comes across because, you know, you'd be lost without them. Lost without them. Right. If you have any stories that you'd like to send in to us, whether they are abroad. Yeah. Have you shit yourself abroad? Come on now. Tell us at thepoodcastofficial@gmail.com or you can find us at _poodcast on Instagram or TikTok. Let us know, are you a sloth or a moth? Peace out. Loads of love. Bye.
Thanks and good night.